It's Monday, and it's time to get your Disney fix via a nice trip report. But before we do that, let's hear from our sponsors. First of all, the wisdom of Walt. Put Walt to work for you. How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving the things that you dream of. In the best-selling Wisdom of Walt, Jeff Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Through historical vignettes about Disneyland, as well as plentiful examples and exercises, the Wisdom of Walt creates a framework through which you can apply Walt's wisdom to improve your career, your company, and your life. Learn to go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland's success. Make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet and create e-ticket experiences that keep them coming back for more. The Wisdom of Walt is available on Amazon in hard copy, soft cover, ebook, and audio versions. You can also purchase a personally signed copy at thewisdomofwalt.com. With the Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away. This Monday podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at touringplans.com. They have the trip planning tools to show you the least crowded park to visit every day, customized touring plans for visiting Disney's best rides, honest restaurant reviews, how to save on Disney tickets, the best hotel rooms to ask for, and so much more. You know, some of those other things that you can check out over at touringplans.com, they have the photos, so you can see what your view would look like outside of the Walt Disney World Resort rooms. So if you're curious about what a water view room might look like at Coronado Springs or a standard view room at Animal Kingdom Lodge, drop by and check that out today. Also, a great service that is getting rave reviews. It'll let you know if you're looking for a hard-to-get ADR, advanced dining reservation, they can notify you when one opens up so you can jump on that right away. So lots of great trip planning tools to make your next Disney vacation awesome. Check them out today over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1147 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. And happy Monday to you. We hope that you're off having a great week here already, being very productive, and that you just kill this week. It's a great one for you. We're in the middle of March. Spring is, right here. It's right around the corner. Daylight savings time has started, so everything is good. And also, a big shout out. It's my buddy Sarah. It's her birthday today. So happy birthday, Sarah, at Running at Disney. So happy birthday, Sarah. All right, well, let's talk some Disney here. It's Monday. You came for a trip report, and you're going to get one. So today we're headed to Jersey to speak with a couple of friends. We have Steven and his daughter, Samantha. How's it going tonight, guys?
Oh, real good.
Hey, Samantha, say hi to everybody so you can hear yourself on the podcast. That's too cute. All right, so we're going to be talking about one of my new favorite resorts. And if you've listened to the show, we're now over 9 years old now. So I know it's crazy, but my last resort that I stayed at is usually my favorite resort at the time because I have such a good time when I visit. So today we're lucky enough to get to talk about Boardwalk, which is one of my favorite places to land. So Steven, give us the quick nutshell of when your trip was, who you traveled with, and let's dive into the specifics.
Sure. We stayed at the Boardwalk, and it was at the end of August, early September. We normally will go at that time of year because of school. In Jersey, we go back to school like right after Labor Day. So we'll normally go ahead and make sure to possibly get a trip in right before, the school starts. Also, we want to make sure because Samantha's birthday is on August 23rd. So pretty much 8 of your 9 birthdays have been at either Disneyland, which was her first birthday, and 8, like 7 of the rest of them, because she's 9 now. So 7 of the, hold on. So pretty much what it was is, but all of her birthdays, except for one, I think was at, her second birthday was at, pretty much at the, at Disney World or Disneyland. But she's been there a total of 17 times now. 18.
Wow. She's keeping track.
Yeah. And like she said, we're planning again for this coming August, and that'll be number 19.
You know what? That's a good time to travel. Now, luckily, that what we call that, you know, the week after Labor Day, we call that the beginning of second quarter here in the Midwest. Yes. You know, because we go back so early nowadays. But that's a great time to go because, you know, the crowds for the South and the Midwest, everybody's back in school. And, you know, you're contending with your other, you know, Northeast folks. But also, I would guess that Disney tends to be a little bit more liberal with the discounts at time rather than, you know, midsummer. Maybe you, did you catch anything? You guys were doing DVC.
Not really. What? I mean, for the most part, we're DVC members. So it makes it a little bit easier on us. We've been, since she was about 1 year old, we joined in because we were going once or twice a year. So we figured it'd be a lot better for us to join the DVC, being that it's, You just get so much more out of it. You can go to nicer resorts. You can stay, like, you don't have to stay. You can stay at a moderate or a higher level, and you don't really even have to think about it because you're slowly but surely paying it off during the year. And it was like almost a no-brainer for us in the beginning.
Nice. Well, hey, let's talk real quick because you mentioned that you go down there quite a bit around this time of the year. And a lot of folks here in the spring are planning summer vacations, fall vacations. What's the weather usually like? Because I know people are worried it's so hot that you can't function. But it's just as hot here in the Midwest that time of year. So what are your thoughts on going in August?
It does get gets a little warm. You can see pretty much it'll get – it depends. Most of the time it will be 90s. But as long as you have a lot of water and you bring it along – I mean, we had our six-week-old with us. And, you know, we made sure to cover him up, made sure to have the fans with the waters and everything with him. So, you know, being as young as he was, we were really afraid that he might dehydrate. But for the most part, we just covered him, made sure he was cool. A lot of times it will get pretty warm, you know, especially, you know, if you're not used to like the constant heat, like I guess Florida residents are. And we just go ahead and try to do the best with it. We always make sure to buy waters during the day or bring drinks with us. Not really drinking like the salty beverages, like, you know, the sodas. Definitely keep to waters or some sort of like iced teas or something that will definitely keep you hydrated during the day.
All right, so you talked about having the six-week-old. I almost said six-month-old. That'd be an old compared to 6 weeks. But the crew you travel with, who was there with you, and how did this all come about that this was the group that traveled?
Sure. This time it was a little bit bigger. We were supposed to be, I believe it's five, six, seven, eight. Eight. It was supposed to be eight. It was the Miami-Dade family, which is we have me and my wife. I have a 19-year-old, and now me, a 9-year-old. And the 6-week-old. My mother-in-law will normally travel with us, but unfortunately she fell ill right before the trip, so she had to back out. And my sister came along with her niece, so it was seven of us all together. So and we had a pretty good time. My sister actually, she also stayed in the boardwalk, but she stayed at the concierge level.
Wow.
And she will not. She actually said because last time she went, I want to say she stayed at the Caribbean Beach. And she stayed at the concierge level, and she said she will never do other than that from now on.
you got to be careful with things like that. When you splurge once, a lot of times it's not just once. So you find that out fast. So, so boardwalk. Okay. Let's talk about that for a second, because I think everybody likes to hear about the resorts, cause that's your home base for your Walt Disney World, any vacation. So, looking back, you know, it's been, you know, a good 7-8 months now. So what were your thoughts on staying at Boardwalk this time for this particular adventure?
It definitely makes it super convenient. I mean, you have within walking distance Hollywood Studios and Epcot. So when you're going back and forth, especially when you have the baby, you know, we can whenever we were going into Epcot, it was like 5-minute walk. And, you know, in that heat, sometimes it can get a little bit much. So it was not a big problem. On top of that, I mean, going to Hollywood Studios, you have the boat that's like right outside the door of the resort, which was great. So the two parks that were right there, I mean, you're right from door to door within like 15 minutes if you catch the boat or you're walking at a good pace. And it's, you know, it is a really nice resort. They, you know, they really make it, and you're right on the boardwalk. So there's also a bunch of nice things to do right on the boardwalk. I mean, besides the restaurants and everything, which I'll probably talk to you about, and thank you for later about Ample Hill. there's also like they have it being it's a boardwalk. They do have a couple of carnival type like boardwalk games. They also have the food, so you can get like the funnel cakes and like pretzels and fried Oreos. The you know normal carnival boardwalk type deal. So they actually go the extra mile. But the you know the food is you know it's one thing, but also the restaurants that are right there are really nice. We went to the Italian place. What's it right on there?
Trattoria El Forno, probably.
Yes, yeah. We went there. That place is. We went there many years ago. I want to say it was when Kat Cora was the cook,
yep.
Or the specialty cook. It was great then. It's even better now. And you know, like you can get Italian almost anywhere, but it's really, really good.
Yeah, we really enjoyed the breakfast. Actually, we had it twice while we were down there over Marathon Weekend. Now they're changing it a little bit because of the character breakfast that they're moving to, which is it's exciting because, you know, they're taking it out, you know, thinking outside the box there and giving it another opportunity for that area to have a second character dining experience, like kind of like Cape May across the way there. But yeah, I totally agree with you. The boardwalk, it's a destination in itself. We spent one night over Marathon while we were there that we were out too late, you know, it was getting late and we were all hungry. And we went down to that snack cart that you mentioned with like the corn dogs and they had like, and the cheese curds and the funnel cakes. And I mean, everything's fried out of that cart.
Food,
I mean,
oh my gosh,
we had so much. We just brought it up to the room. We were eating so much of that, like fried pickles. And oh, it was such a,
that's pretty much our snacks almost, almost every other night. Yeah, that was our snacks.
It's like the most unhealthy cart in the world, but it was, oh my God, it reminds you though of a carnival. And that's kind of the atmosphere that the boardwalk gives you, especially even moving into the pool. Now, did you guys get to spend any time at that pool?
Oh yeah. A couple of different days. We enjoyed, I mean, it's such a nice pool too. You got the slide. It's kind of a scary clown,
yeah,
I guess, but it's nice. I mean, it's any resort that has like a nice little slide like that, it makes your stay so much nicer. And I say we went to probably two or three of the days that we're there. Yeah, our older daughter. We went. And they were, could being that it's hot, they would just run right to the pool and have fun. Even the baby got to go in one, I think, once or twice and enjoy it. So yeah, I mean, you that's the thing. I mean, you. A lot of people, when they do make a vacation, you know, you plan, but you should make a day or two where you're just relaxing, especially now with the Disney Springs, as nice as it is, you just make one day for that, and it makes it so much easier on you.
All right, let's follow up on a couple of the things you just mentioned, but first, before we leave Boardwalk, you guys were staying in a two-bedroom unit, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm actually really curious about
day one. We've done that.
Okay. Because I'm curious about that because pre-podcast or actually post-podcast cruise, we're most likely going to stay with our buddies, the Gardeners, who, you know, we're friends with their family. They're DVC. So we're thinking about getting a two bedroom unit together. I'm pumped because I've seen these, but never stayed in them. I think probably 75% of our audience is listeners or listeners that maybe we just stay in regular hotel rooms. So what's that experience like?
It really is like going home. I mean, that's one thing they always say with DVC, you know, welcome home. When you walk in there, it's like you're home. It's a full kitchen, you know, two full bedrooms. Plus, you can have a couple extra people with the pullouts in the main area. And depending on what resort you're staying at, I mean, our home resorts are Animal Kingdom, Bay Lake Tower, and we also have Aulani. And we've never gone to Aulani, but we've stayed at both Bay Lake and Animal Kingdom. And I got to tell you, Animal Kingdom is enormous. I mean, I make the joke that the bathtub is so big that you actually can take a shower with a zebra in there. I mean, they're just so nice. And what makes it so nice is you have the full kitchen. So a lot of times what we will do is instead of going for breakfast or unless we're doing like we specific character breakfast, we will normally just have breakfast in the room, leave a little bit later, and then we'll stay in the parks later on. This way, we don't really need a nap later in the day because we're getting to the parks about 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and just enjoying it during the day, and we can actually take it at our leisure.
Yeah, Ricky needs to travel with you guys. That's kind of her plan, too. I like it.
It's when you have the two bedroom and it does make it like you're not on top of each other. Also, like the studio apartment and the studio rooms, even though it does allow for like two families to be in there, you know, all together, you are on top of each other. When you have the two bedroom, it just makes it so much easier.
I can only
imagine. Like I said, you have the full kitchen, and like that was one of the main reasons I originally got in touch with you is because of the groceries. you know, being a DVC member, you get the ability to, if you wanted to beforehand, do the shopping. And I've noticed over the years, you know, now they have, you guys have brought me into the Amazon Now.
Prime Now.
Prime Now. And I was looking at the different things. I was trying to find the best price because, you know, Disney is expensive. I don't know if any of your listeners know that.
We still go back, but we know.
Yeah. So pretty much we were looking for the best price, and we came down to, and being that the baby was with us, he had to have a special formula. So we need to make sure that, you know, we can get it at any time, or otherwise we had to bring a massive amount of liquids with us, and being flying out, it makes it even more difficult. So what happened, we actually ended up with going two different methods to save money on that. One was we had gone and bought a bunch of stuff. Walmart actually will deliver to the resorts as well. And we went ahead and because they actually had the specific formula, and we said, all right, all the baby stuff will go through Walmart. The only thing I would tell your listeners is if you're going to use Walmart, you have to do it well in advance. Yeah, I mean, we had an issue because we were rushing because we were looking for when we needed for the baby because his formula had did change, and it was about a week before. And what happened was we were rushing, and we said, okay, well, let's just pay the extra rush so that we don't have to worry about it, because it was still cheaper than getting another bag on the plane and the whole fiasco. And Walmart did mess up a bunch of different times. They did make us feel better about it in the end, but my wife was on the phone with them for a very long period of time trying to make sure that we actually got the stuff that we wanted for the baby. So that was like the one big thing. But if we had probably done it much earlier, I think that there would have been a lot. It would have been a lot easier on us. That was like that was one thing. But Walmart does deliver. The other one I want to tell your listeners. I know you've done. There's Garden Grocer, and there's Amazon Prime Now, and all those, which are great. They're definitely great. And they do sell very nice stuff. But if you're just a regular shopper, kind of like what we are, the one that we found, which was amazing to us, and I didn't think they had it, is there's a Safeway that's actually will deliver to the resort. And you, if you just sign up beforehand, they'll waive the delivery fee, which is normally like $15 or $20. And they will go ahead and give you, you know, and deliver it. No problems, no questions asked. And the bellhops will put it into, if you need stuff in the, you know, the refrigerator, they'll put it right there. They give us a message, and we picked it up. We did that once. We did one big order at the beginning, and I think the only time we actually went back to the grocery that's in the place was like once or twice to get like little things.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's one of those things that's becoming more and more common for folks even flying down now, is to get a delivery during your trip, because like you say, I mean, Disney vacations are expensive enough. You know, if you can buy water in bulk and not pay $4 a bottle, you know, you can buy a case for $7 or $8, you know, that totally makes sense. But I think you're making a great point that, you know, one thing I've learned is, as big of an advocate I am with Amazon Prime Now, you can't get everything on Amazon Prime Now. You know, they can't give you like produce. They can't get you milk. Sometimes you got to kind of go and do two or three different ways to get what you need, because like Garden Grocer is going to have more of the fresh things. Amazon Prime Now have more like the chips and crackers and bottled sodas and, you know, stuff like snacky stuff. But that's kind of the goal of this show. And I started it over 9 years ago, was that we could have conversations like this, because I knew nothing about the Safeway. And I had just seen a commercial a couple days ago that Walmart's really trying to get into the 2-day shipping as well. So, good stuff, because the more options you have and the more, you know, the better chance you have at a good vacation.
Right. They're not there yet. At least when we were traveling, because we have one problem after another with the Walmart. But still, they were the only ones actually that would be able to deliver the specific formula we needed for our baby. So I would definitely, you know, shop around. Disney doesn't always have everything you need, and it's kind of difficult, you know, to get off property, especially like for us who don't normally like have a car or rent. We'll normally fly down and use the Magic Express and you know, use the Disney World conveniences. So it does make a difference if you know how to, especially if you're going to be there a couple of days, and we try to save money and we have the room and the actual place to put the food, might as well use it.
Yep. And I think the biggest thing, too, that you mentioned, though, is just kind of plan ahead. You know, do this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, get a game plan. Don't try to get a game plan the weekend before you head down. You know, do it a couple weeks ahead. You know, if you're using an app, load everything into the cart, you know, and order it if you need to, because some of these services, you know, Amazon Prime regular orders, you know, take 4 or 5 days of time, but some of them get there in, you know, a couple hours. It just depends how you go about it. But anyway, let's hop on to some of the times in the parks. You know, you guys, I'm sure, have made some great memories in the theme parks. What'd you guys do?
Yeah. The first day, and I know you don't like it, but the first day we actually went to Universal, that I get down there. My family actually gets down there a couple of days beforehand because of work. I leave either early or I come down later. And my first day there, we went to Universal, which was the first time I've been in probably 15 years. And the only reason we absolutely went is because I wanted to make sure my daughter I would not go unless she actually read or watched a Harry Potter movie, and she absolutely fell in love with Harry Potter.
That's nice.
So I said, all right, so fine, we'll make sure to go to Universal. And my sister actually used to be a teacher, and she actually had a friend, so she was able to get a special pass, a reduced rate for the Universal, the two park pass. I know you don't like Universal or anything.
No, we're fine. I'm not against it. That's just kind of a joke. I'm not against it at all.
It is a wonderful. It's not Disney. I'll tell them that it's not Disney. But I would anyone that's going there definitely get the two park pass. The reason we say that is because if you love Harry Potter, the only way you can go on the Hogwarts Express is if you have the two park pass. And if you don't go on the Hogwarts Express, you were missing out on something as magical as the entire place, because we enjoyed the entire day, and we went ahead and went on to the ride at in Hogwarts, the Forbidden Journey, and when we went on that, we loved it so much that we got right off, ran around, and went right back on the ride. It was absolutely fantastic. And I know that now that, you know, with Avatar coming out soon and what they're saying about Star Wars, that it's fully immersed. You know, there's nothing when you're in that land, you're in that land. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You are in Avatar, you're in Star Wars. That idea, I think it's the same idea that they have at Harry Potter. When you walk when you walk through those gates, you're in Hogsmeade and you're in Diagon Alley, and it is gorgeous. I mean, absolutely not. I mean, we loved it. We enjoyed, my daughter got a wand, and we enjoyed getting a whole bunch of chocolates and the whole entire thing and some butter beer. And we enjoyed the day at Universal for my first day there. But yeah, and I would definitely say, like, you know, if you do anything, go ahead and make sure that you do go and, get the two-part pass.
Yeah, I've heard that because, like you said, you want to take the train. That's a definite highlight and must do. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I walked in there and it was like being on the Hogwarts Express. I know it's like there was nothing in my mind that we were not actually going from Hogwarts back to King's Cross Station. There was nothing in my mind. It was absolutely gorgeous.
That's good.
Other than that, I mean, the rides at Universal have pretty much the same idea, which is those 3D glasses and everything. They're fun, but they're repetitive compared to with Disney, where you actually have an experience. It's an experience when you go to Disney. I mean, you know, like when you go into Winnie the Pooh, even, or Peter Pan, it's almost like you're transported back in time to when Disney first started and everything with those, or even the newer rides. You're immersed. Those rides, you got the 3D. It's fun, don't get me wrong, but with Disney, you know, there's a nostalgia there that just always lasts.
Totally, 100%. You know, it's like at Disney, it's going through the stories that are familiar, I think, that, you know, have been there for decades and decades, where I think, you know, the IP over at Universal tends to be newer. But, I mean, I think that's why Samantha's so excited about it, you know, and got her motivated.
Yeah.
And, you know, and even you, because when your kid's into something, you're going to be into something, man. That's the best thing as a parent.
Of course.
So I get that.
We're already trying to groom him to be a big old nerd. She actually just got into Star Wars, so she's ready for Star Wars Land in 2019.
I like
so,
it.
Yeah. Or 2019, right?
2019, yeah. Not too long. We're getting there. You know, a couple years we'll be
there.
In there. Yeah.
Well, Avatar soon, so I can't wait for that.
Oh, my gosh, just a couple of months now. Seems like it's been 10 years in the making. taken, but probably not that
pretty
long.
Pretty much,
yeah. It seems like it did all of us. So what's, what are some of your family's favorites at Walt Disney World? What's Samantha like best?
Well, actually, a couple of different things. We have, I mean, we went to, being there, we were there for almost like a little over a week. I mean, we go to all the different parks. Samantha, she loves, like the next day we went to Hollywood Studios. So Rock and Roller Coaster. She went on, you know, every time we can go on, she'll go on that and she'll go on the Tower of Terror because she's big into getting scared now, I guess, along with Everest.
Nice.
At Animal Kingdom. So she loves those rides.
Yeah, brave
and,
girl.
And, you know, we you know, when we went to Hollywood Studios, that's one of the things we go for, and we also do the fast passes for that right away, especially. And then we'll look at it during the day. Like we'll say, oh, it's 10 minutes. Let's run. Go. You know, get on the rides. And I have to thank you, and I want to say it was Pam that gave the suggestion, because that night we went to, you know, they had the the fireworks, the Star Wars fireworks.
Yes, awesome.
And you guys had said to stand between the pillars, right in the middle, so you get the best view. And it was just me because the rest of them went on to the
Toy Story.
It was either Toy Story. No, I don't think you went. Whatever. they went into the Walt Disney Story. And it was just me. So like the people around me where I stood, they said, no, it's fine. You can stand there. Cause it was not like, you know, the six of us. And I stood there, and that show is amazing. Absolutely unequivocally amazing. I mean, you know, I've seen the shows before, you know, where they have the fireworks and they have the stories, but the projections, the lasers, the fireworks, the fire, the lights, it was, I mean, especially from a huge Star Wars fan, it was a fantastic tribute. So, I mean, I'm hoping they bring that back and they'll put in all the new stuff in as well. It was fantastic. And what I'm hearing is that the new show that's replacing Wishes is equivalent for like what's going to be for Wishes. So that I can't wait to see either.
Yeah, can we take all this emotion? I mean, because I'm emotional during the Star Wars show, you know, because that's my childhood right there projected on the buildings and in the sky. You know, it's like, man, I'm 70 years old again.
It is. I mean, that was actually Star Wars. I was like the first movie I think my parents ever took me to. So I was probably like 2 years old. And I know it sounds weird. I just remember all the pictures and everything like that. Maybe it was Empire that I actually first time remembered it. But it was... It's stuck in my brain, and I'm so happy that it actually found a home with Disney because they're doing such a fantastic job with it. And I just, it shows that they took it by the reins and know exactly what to do.
So let me ask you this, though, kind of bouncing around here. You said you had a 19-year-old daughter as well. And So it sounds like you're kind of in the same situation we are. You know, Paige is 20, Mallory's 9. With that kind of a dynamic, do the girls tend to take some time together and go off? Or how do you guys tour the parks? Because we're able to do that because Paige and Mallory are very comfortable with Walt Disney World, just like your family, been there many times. How does that work when you're touring with a family like that?
It depends. I mean, a lot of times my older daughter will take my younger daughter and go do a couple of different things. But my older daughter does get tired. She actually has bad knees. So we had to have we actually get a handicapped a card for her. So by the end of the day, she's like already exhausted. So it depends on the day. So they'll be running around and doing whatever they want, or they'll go on a couple of different rides that they like to do together or shows. But by the end of the day, if she's really tired, or you know, like the heat gets to her or her knees are hurting her, I'll normally take Samantha with me and just continue the rest of the day. I don't want her to be disappointed just because, even though I may be tired, I push through. And especially like one of the biggest things, like we said, she's down there for her birthday. And I make sure that if we can and she's not exhausted herself, we'll be there through closing. I want to say a couple of years ago when we went, we you know, she had the Bippity Boppity Boutique on her.
Yep.
And she enjoyed the entire day. And we were sitting in the back watching Wishes by Gaston's Tavern. And I look back at her and she's sitting down and she's out cold. And I said, no, this is too far into the park for you to fall asleep. So she woke up and she wanted to go on the Small World, which is her favorite. And we go into Small World and she's all done up with the Bippity-Boppity Boutique. And all of a sudden, I hear a clunk, and it's her. She hit her head on the back seat because she, back of the seat because she had fallen asleep. So I make sure that she's that exhausted, no matter what. That, you know, even if everyone else is exhausted, I will push forward and make sure to get everyone going and make sure she has a good time. My older daughter, I try to do one or two things with her, you know, when she was younger. But now she's older, so she enjoys all the rides. She likes doing everything, but it gets to her a little bit earlier. And being as old as she is, she goes, I don't care. I'm going to go home back to the room, or I'm going to go swimming. So, you know, we let her be.
Yeah. Well, it's cool that siblings get to make those memories, though, together down at a place like Walt Disney World. I mean, because really you have the stress of the real world pretty much out, you know, and so the kids can have fun together and make those memories, which I love. You know, I love seeing that. And tell Samantha she's cool with that. You know, you fall asleep on an attraction, hit your head. That's 42% of our audience. We go hard and so we go till we can't go no more. That's what we do. I love it.
And and like we said, being that we're at Boardwalk, if we went to Epcot, and what was really nice is now they have, I don't know if it's still there, but they have the DVC lounge.
Yeah, up in Imagination.
Land of Imagination, which was really nice. One day we got into the parks late and we said, you know, I really want to see the lounge. And we spent like a good hour or two just enjoying sitting there and doing everything. And then we just moseyed for the most of the day. We said, well, aren't we going to go on rides? We're fine. Let's just enjoy the day. It's okay. That's the thing. I mean, you know, it is a vacation. I mean, that's what a lot of people, yes, it's running around. There's a lot of rides. It's a theme park. But take some time out, you know, enjoy the day. I mean, like after the first day, you know, I went to Universal the first day. Then I went to Hollywood the next day. One of my favorite things, which I have to thank you immensely, is being that we're at Boardwalk, we went over to Ample Hill at night. And a couple years ago, I had surgery, and every time I eat sweets or too much sweets, I don't feel that good. But it was worth it because I had the ooey gooey butter cake.
Yeah, there you go. It's my go-to dessert now at Walt Disney World.
It was unbelievably good. Very sweet. And I said, you know what? Let me just have a small thing. And I said, I'm right by the resort. Let me just take that. And I ate it and I ran back to the room and pretty much fell asleep because I had it. It was so sweet, but it was worth it. It was, I would say, like, you know, I don't like that, but it normally is worth that. That is actually worth it.
That's good to hear. And that's our St. Louis tradition right there. That's our thing.
Yeah. It is so good. And anyone likes sweets or anything like that, I think it's Ricky that said that she loves that as well. She's spot on. That is probably one of the best desserts. And Ample Hill being down there, you know, like go, you know, it's on the boardwalk. You can enjoy your day. I whenever someone tells me they're going to Disney, I said, hey, if you're staying by the boardwalk or anything like that, go to Ample Hill because it is. I know at the, the Beach Club, they have, what is it called?
Yeah, Beaches and Cream over there, which was my go-to before Ample Hills, yeah.
Which we've been to. We went years ago, and we got the kitchen sink, and that thing is massively huge, and it's great. It is, you know, mounds and mounds of food, but it is, number one, it's too much, and it's not ooey gooey butter cake.
Yeah, it's the kitchen cakes, kitchen sink over at Beaches and Cream is good for about the first 5 to 10 minutes, but then after that, it is just a soup.
Like, you're not even close to being halfway through, no. And they say it's like for four people. No. It's more like a good dozen people can probably be sick on that afterwards. I mean, it's great, but it's way too much. I'd rather have the one scoop of the ooey gooey and be done with.
Hey, I'm right with you. Next time we're there at the same time, I'll buy you a scoop. So let's do that. All right. So real quick, because we only got about 10 minutes left. So let's squeeze this in dining, because you kind of mentioned Trattoria El Forno. And we talked about Ample Hills, good stuff there. But one or two recommendations for audience that you really enjoyed for dining.
Sure. Let me go through it real quick. What one of the biggest things that we like is, you know, like, if you're going to do characters, make sure you know which ones you want to see. Now they have Be Our Guest is really great. It's Samantha's favorite now. And you get to see the Belle and the Beast. It's like one of the few places that you actually can see the Beast. And that's great. One of the other places that we love to do is we go to the Cinderella's Castle just because it's nostalgia. it's great. I mean, the food is still okay. But it's the princess. You get all your all the princesses, and you got the glamour, and you got the if you're if you remember that from when you were a kid, it's still the same feeling, and it's a lot of nostalgia there. Where's the other places? We also go to we went to Whispering Canyon this time, and I don't think we've been there. Yeah, we ordered the ketchup, of course. You always have to do that. And it was a lot of fun. Good food. They bring it. We got that home style barbecue, which was massive, like everything at Disney. And it was really good, and we enjoyed that. One of our things that we also liked was the Tusker House is a big one. I want to say that is probably one of the best buffets on park.
Agreed.
In the park, yeah. Any of the parks, it is probably one of the, and the food is fantastic. The you know, it's a character meet and greet, so you get all the major characters, and the food. You know, I just love the food there. It's such a good time. And then you know, we went to one of the days with we were walking around Disney Springs, and we just happened to be hungry, you know, for something quick. And we happened to walk over to Morimoto's. I don't know if you've ever been there, but the food is
delicious.
Yeah. Wonderful. just absolutely great. We went in for lunch, and we didn't even know it was open for lunch. There was like barely anyone in the restaurant. He says, no, come on in. And it was such a good lunch. Yeah, it was such a nice lunch. It was really quick, and you know, service was unbelievable. The place itself is absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
Yeah. And we also had to hit Sprinkles that day. Of course, we tried to do the ATM, but it happened to be turned off. Yeah. So we went ahead. We went inside anyways. Got a couple. And
the vegan cupcakes are amazing.
Yeah. I'm not vegan, but I can be if the food tastes like that.
I'll go with that,
so,
too.
So definitely, you know, Disney Springs, they have so many different things. We went to the Boathouse one night, and it was really nice. The food was really good. What was the other ones? We had went to also, we'll go to... normally our last day, it's become a tradition in our family. We will have the beer garden for whatever time frame we can. Normally it'll be like brunch for us. And it is, you know, that place, it's a staple for us. You walk in, the food is really, really good. But you don't just go for the food there. They have a great show. They have a fantastic show. And it's a traditional German show where they have my favorite part is they play these bells, and yep. You know, you're just sitting there, and then the kids usually will get up and dance to the music. It's a great place also if you just want to have a couple of good pictures of your trip. And then on top of that, it's a buffet, so you can't go wrong really with a buffet. So
that's cool tradition, that's though, because I've never heard anybody that's their tradition is go to a beer garden, but that's one of my favorite restaurants as well. It's a fun place, like you said. I mean, it's a great place to take the kids because it's a buffet. They can pick what they want. Same for the adults. You got entertainment. It's loud. You don't have to worry about your kid being loud. Who cares? It's everybody's cheering with big beer mugs. I mean, it's really got it all going on. And I also like the communal dining. I think that's kind of fun too.
Yes, that's the nice thing. I mean, you get to meet people that you normally wouldn't talk to. I mean, they're sitting with you. Every time they'll sit people right with us, and you spark a conversation. You're at Disney, you know?
Exactly.
You're on vacation. They're on vacation, too. You're talking. You both have something in common. And every time we're there, we always meet someone nice. Like, you know, either they're from another country and they just wanted to come in, or they did a day trip and they came down. And, you know, you get to meet new friends. That's the thing. I mean, that's a weird thing about Disney is, you know, it's sort of like you're in a different situation. You know, it's everyone's a kid. So, you know, like what do kids do? They like to talk to each other, you know, like unlike adults when you're just moving past each other during the day. So you can talk to people like whenever you're in line. I mean, one of our things we like to do is if we see a family or something new, or especially if they have the pins all the time, we have actually a competition. All of us have a competition to always, hey, like, you know, like happy birthday or happy anniversary. We will always do that because, you know, just walking through and seeing someone wearing those pins, it makes their day that someone notices that they're celebrating something.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it comes back to you, too, you know, because it's one of those things, like, that's why I enjoy Disney transportation as well, for that same reason that, you know, you're sitting on a bus or riding on a boat or on a monorail or what have you. Maybe the gondola is here pretty soon. Just kidding. But,
yes.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, you don't have to drive. Yeah, you can sit there and talk to somebody that you would never have the opportunity to talk to any other time because you're not doing the driving. They are. And a lot of times you're talking to somebody from the other side of the world. And you get to, you know, go, for me, I get to go home to the middle of the United States in Missouri. And as a teacher, I get to share with my students, you know, these firsthand discussions with somebody that's very exotic for my, you know, for somebody from Missouri. So I think if you don't take that opportunity to speak with your fellow guests and interact while you're down there, you're really missing what could be a fun part of the vacation.
Exactly. And you know, like everyone, it should be friendly. I mean, the ones that are not, they really shouldn't be there. I mean, you know, this is the happiest place on earth.
I know,
be happy.
If you're not happy here, you're not going to be happy at home. That's just how it is.
Yeah. The only weird thing I would say, like that the only negative on the trip, and it's like it's a weird negative, and is one night I wanted to do the Animal Kingdom at night because, you know, that was so new. And, you know, I went in and Everest at night, fantastic. And if it, when it's open and they had the, I guess because of, Avatar and now the, Rivers of Light, it's going to be open again at night. Do Everest at night. It's an even better ride at night. The Tree of Life was that the projection, I have a video of it. Like there was a deer and it came to life and it's just amazing, that technology. But we also did the safari at night, and that was a little, I think they didn't think it through completely, Disney, because we're walking through and we're saying, hey, do you see this? And we go, no, we don't see this. Do you see that thing? No. I mean, they could have put on they could put on lights all over the place. We still probably would not have seen anything. I mean, I understand that they have a special, you know, like a night glasses tour, which probably is fantastic. But unless you're, you know, like unless you have like, you know, cheetah eyes, you ain't seeing the cheetahs.
That's true. That
was one of the things. I mean, we went on there, we looked at it, and I'm saying, okay, I have my camera. I'm trying to take pictures of something to see if this is a night. And yeah, I said, yeah, no, this is not happening.
Yeah.
So that was like the only thing that was like negative, I think, the entire time.
No, I agree with you.
And I can tell you, like, we went one time. I mean, you know how like they always say that, you know, the magic, give the magic. One day we went to Gaston's Tavern one night, and it was like the last night, and the individual who made it for us, we wanted it in the special glasses, and he kind of messed it up, so he gave us two, one in the mug, one in the chalice, you know, Bell's hat chalice for free. He gave us both of them for free because it was like the end of the night. Here, no
nice.
Problem.
Nice.
It was like little things. The one that was really good because it helped me with my wallet was we went to Typhoon Lagoon. It was just Samantha and I, and we had the special plan, but we didn't have the plan where you can go to, you know, we bought it. So it was like, you know, whatever it is, we're sitting there, we get a special rebate being DVC members, and the guy is taking a while and there's a problem with it. So he said, you know what? Types it up, prints them out. He says, for free, you got two pay trips too there. I said, thank you. I'm great.
This is gonna be a lot more fun today.
Oh yeah, that day made it so much better. But I mean, you know, we enjoy. You know, it's little things like that. I mean, yes, they're free or something like that. But there's other things like the cast members just coming over and talking to you. The pin trading. The people that work there also have the same feel of magic that are there. I mean, everyone from like, you know, the people that run the rides, to the people that are the security, to the people that do tours, even to the people that clean up, you know, like the trash and everything. They all were there because of a great reason, which is it's Disney, you know, and, you know, that's the thing. I mean, I guess if you work for a good company and they treat you that way, it rubs off onto the guests. And that's what we always feel.
That's exactly.
That's why we always love going there.
That's 100% for me too, and that's why I do this podcast. And that's why I'm glad we get to start our week by talking about stuff like this, because, you know, we need some positivity in the world. And I know that you don't want to have the negativity on a podcast. You know, you're listening to this by choice. So it's been fun reliving it, boy. I need to go for some Ample Hills right now, but unfortunately I got to go upstairs and get back to work. But Stephen, thanks so much for dropping in today and sharing your vacation, and Samantha as well. We loved hearing from her too. So sounds like you guys had a good trip. And when you get back from your next one, you shoot me an email. We'll talk again.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. All right. Thanks, Samantha. All right. Don't forget today's show. It's a Monday brought to you by the Wisdom of Walt. So put Walt to work for you and check out this great book. Again, it's called The Wisdom of Walt by Dr. Jeff Barnes. And you're a Disney fan. You want to hear how Walt Disney took his dreams. And, you know, he was a regular man. He was nervous and he didn't always succeed on the first try, but he kept plugging away. He kept using his creativity, his determination, and, you know, turn that into something special that we're talking about here today. So if you're ready to be inspired, pick up a copy of The Wisdom of Walt. You can do that on Amazon. It's available in hard copy, soft cover, ebook, and audio versions. But if you want to go all in, which I suggest you do, drop by thewisdomofwalt.com and pick up a personally signed copy. Again, over at thewisdomofwalt.com. We're also brought to you by touringplans.com. So stay out of lines and see the most amount of attractions possible on that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Universal vacation. So check out all the great trip planning tools and make your next vacation awesome. They're over at touringplans.com. Give us a follow on the social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at BRGuestMike, and I'd love to say hi to you today on this Monday. And also drop by the Facebook group at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And finally, don't forget, if you're doing some shopping, we'd really appreciate it if you would support the show. Just drop by BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon for all your purchases. Cost you nothing extra, but it does support the show. And thank you so much to everybody who's using that link. It is really, really helping. So again, BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon for all of your online purchases. All right, time to get out of here and turn you loose to have an awesome week until we get back together again on Wednesday to answer your listener questions. So for Samantha and Steven, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Monday. Time to get back to work, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.